If a man meets a girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, he says to her, "May I
dance? I will take you home."
If a boy sees a girl at church and he wants to go home with her, he says, "May I
take you home?"
After a party, you say to a girl, "Can I
see you home?"
When you see a friend leaving a party alone, you say, "Can I
see you home?"
Would it make any difference what you said whether you were walking or driving?
No.
To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow and
pull it in.
When your car was stuck in the mud or snow, you ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a
push.
If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying "I carried it," you say "I
lugged it."
You had a sack of groceries and didn't have your car, so you picked it up and
carried it.
Anything else you might say?
Toted it or carried it.
If some children came into the house and started playing with things on the table, and you're afraid they're going to break something, you say to them, "Don't you
be careful, don't break anything."
If I do that, I am
touching.
And you might say to somebody that was going to break something, "Don't you
touch it."
You might tell a child that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
If you need a hammer, you'd say to me, "Go
bring the hammer."
If you want a knife, you say, "Go the knife."
Get the knife.
Playing tag, what is a tree against which children can hold their hands and be safe?
That's a home plate, I believe.
In playing hide and seek, the children have to run in free and touch the
base.
In a tag game, you have to run and get back to your
place.
What kind of outdoor games would you play when you were a child?
Baseball, hide and seek, quite a few little.
Did you ever play fox and hounds?
I believe I have.
Yeah.
Cowboys and Indians.
You throw a ball and ask somebody to
catch it.
I threw the ball and he
caught it.
I have been fishing for trout, but I haven't
caught any.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
call you.
There's no need to hurry. I'll wait.
Or you.
Or let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll
wait for you.
After you have discharged him, he might come back to you and ask you to take him on again. He says, "Just give me
another chance."
A child wants to get out of a spanking, or he wants, you know, or he failed a test or something. He might say,
"Do better next time."
If you're about to punish a child, he might say, "Please
don't punish."
If a man is on very good mood, you say, "He is in a very good..."
Very good mood. Oh, frame of mind.
And if he can always see the point of a joke, you say he's got a very good sense of
humor.
Somebody got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody to say, he seems to be in a very good
mood.
If you have a hired hand who keeps loafing all the time, you might decide to discharge him. And you say to a friend of yours, "I think I'm going to get
rid of him, fire him."
There's that pesky salesman. Wait till I
tell him off.
He didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all.
Thought he knew it all.
If someone stole your pencil, what is a slang word might use? You might say, "Who my pencil?"
Who took my pencil?
Or how could you say this another way?
Stole it or swiped it.
I had forgotten about that, but now I Now I had forgotten, but now I...
Now I remember.
And you might say to me, well, you must have a better memory than I do, because I sure don't.
You don't remember it.
You say, I have just him a letter.
Just what?
I have just him a letter.
Wrote him a letter.
Yesterday he